trucking insurance minimum lacking in modern era. The Motor Carrier Act of 1980 established a federal minimum insurance threshold for interstate for-hire trucking that has not been adjusted since 44 years ago. This outdated threshold was set at $750,000 for general freight and $1 million for hazardous materials. The industry has been operating under this threshold for decades, but the reality is that medical costs, lost wages, rehabilitation, and general damages in a serious injury case can far exceed these amounts. The inflation-adjusted equivalent of $750,000 in 1980 dollars is roughly $2.8 million today, highlighting the significant erosion of purchasing power over time. The industry has been operating against a threshold that would need to nearly quadruple just to restore its original purchasing power. This underscores the urgent need for an increase in the minimum insurance threshold. The current minimum does not touch nuclear verdict territory, covering only the first stage of a serious injury claim in cases where punitive damages are not applicable. However, even this limited coverage is often insufficient, as judgments frequently exceed the coverage limit before the punitive phase begins. This highlights the need for a more substantial increase in the minimum insurance threshold. The argument for raising the minimum is about adequacy in ordinary serious injury cases, not about changing the nuclear verdict dynamic. The current system fails to provide adequate compensation for drivers and passengers who are injured or killed in preventable crashes caused by carriers who fail to vet drivers, maintain equipment, comply with hours of service requirements, or carry insurance that reflected the actual risk they were imposing on the road. The industry's reliance on underwritten programs, where coverage was bound after someone evaluated the carrier's risk, has shown a statistically significant relationship between insurance type and safety outcomes. Carriers with the best safety profiles are those in underwritten programs, while carriers with the worst safety profiles are found in risk management, RM, programs. The fact that juries are increasingly awarding verdicts of $10 million or more in trucking cases highlights the need for a more substantial increase in the minimum insurance threshold. These high awards are often driven by the predictable outcome of juries being asked to price the consequences of preventable crashes caused by carriers who failed to manage risks effectively. The industry's lack of adequate insurance coverage has significant implications for drivers, passengers, and families affected by trucking crashes. The current system fails to provide sufficient compensation for those injured or killed in preventable crashes, leaving them with limited options for seeking justice. Raising the minimum insurance threshold is a matter of urgency, as the industry continues to operate under an outdated framework that fails to account for modern risks and costs. The time has come to update this threshold to reflect the true costs of serious injuries and fatalities in trucking crashes. The consequences of inaction will be severe, with drivers, passengers, and families continuing to suffer from inadequate compensation and limited options for seeking justice. It is imperative that policymakers take immediate action to address this critical issue and ensure that the minimum insurance threshold is raised to a level that provides adequate protection for all road users.